Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about real estate, and I have the pleasure to have Justin Moy. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right.
Yeah, perfect. First shot. I love it.
Thanks. So Justin is here with me. He's in the real estate industry, and he's doing some great stuff. So we got to talk about REITs. So if people don't know what are REITs, you guys are gonna find out. So please, Justin, tell everybody who you are and about a brief resume of who you are in about 2 minutes, and we'll get started.
Yeah, no, so great being on. Like you said, my name is Justin, and I've been in real estate really my whole professional life. My first office job was actually an intern at a commercial real estate company. And ever since then, I just caught the bug. I got my real estate license when I was 18, started selling homes in what was the third most competitive market in America at the time. Still is going to be up there, really competitive by the Bay Area. And I just loved the industry. I loved it so much. I was selling properties. Then I switched over into an ownership role. We were talking before we hit record. Now we manage syndications and we manage funds, and I help people invest passively in real estate. And so I spend a lot of time educating people just like you. I'm a podcast host myself. Passive Real Estate Strategies is our show, where we talk about REITs and funds and syndications, all that stuff. I've over 10 years experience in this field and just here to share my knowledge.
Great. So what is a REIT investment?
Yeah, so REIT stands for Real Estate Investment Trust. So how you could think of it is it's fractional shares in many, many, many properties. Now, what happens with REITs is, and why they're so favorable, is most people will go to a REIT because their buy-ins are extremely low relative to investing in real estate. So a lot of times there's two big hurdles with investing in real estate. One is lack of time or knowledge, and the other is lack of cash to get started. And REITs really solve both of those things. You don't need the time or the knowledge because they're 100% passive investments. Once you send your money, and you can even do that through apps nowadays, you can partner up with certain REITs. You send your money, the REIT does all the work for you. They acquire properties, they manage properties, they update your portfolio. They send your distributions. All the work is done. You're just providing cash for them to buy and manage those properties. And second is the buy-ins for the investments are extremely low relative to any other real estate investment. If you're looking at public REITs, which are REITs that are traded on the stock market, they're actually stocks. So there's no minimum to getting started. If you're looking at a private REIT, which is actually the ownership in real property, you'll typically have a couple $100 to get started. I think $500 is a pretty comfortable amount for those. So you can really get started investing in real estate for fractional amounts and be part of an extremely diverse portfolio really right away.
What are the, you've mentioned a little bit, just in the answer that you provided, what are the different types of REITs that someone can invest?
Yeah, that's huge. There's really two types that you need to understand before you start investing in REITs. And here are the two types. The first is called a public REIT, and the second is called a private REIT. Now, here's where they differ. A public REIT, like I said before, is actually a stock. It's a stock in a company that operates real estate. So you, it's an actual paper stock. It's not an investment in the real estate itself. And because of that, you have all the pros and cons that come with investing in actual stocks. It's extremely liquid, so you can buy and sell them at will. Returns are historically a bit lower, about a point to 2 points lower than private REITs. And you have the tax benefits or the lack thereof of investing in the stock market. Versus a private REIT is actually investment in real property from a tax perspective and from a liquidity perspective. Again, returns are generally higher, about 1 to 2 points higher. Your investment is considered illiquid, meaning you cannot just buy and sell your shares at will. You typically have to keep your money in there for a certain amount of years. Every REIT will have different time periods. You just have to be aware of that. And you do get the tax benefits of actually investing in real estate, including depreciation benefits, and anything else that would go into actual gains of real investment as opposed to gains from a stock. So two big differences there are two really different types of REITs that you want to invest in. Again, both have pros and cons. It really just depends on your investing style and what you're looking for that will make your decision on which way you want to go.
Okay. So what are the pros and cons of investing in a REIT?
Yeah. So some of the pros are, again, really low entry point compared to other real estate. I mean, anybody who's out there who's looking to invest in real estate, if you're looking online to either buy a home yourself, you're looking at a private syndication or a private fund, you know, a lot of times those minimum buy-ins are anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000. Versus buying a property yourself can be a lot more. It's 100% passive as well. It's 100% passive with that low buy-in. So again, it really addresses two of the biggest obstacles that a lot of people face when going into real estate investing. Like I said, a private REIT, even if you're going to go with a private REIT, it's going to be a couple $100s compared to, again, about $50,000 to invest in other passive real estate strategies versus a public REIT. Again, it's a stock. You can get started for as little as you'd like. You can put in a couple bucks, 10, 15 bucks, and you're just buying fractional shares of a stock. So you can really get into this game very, very easily if you just understand the different strategies that are available.
Okay. And what are the cons?
Yeah. So some of the cons of REITs relative to other investing strategies. The first one I would say is the returns. So REITs, they tend to historically be in the high single digits in returns. Let's call it 8 to 9%. We even say 10%. Now that's a good return. It's a phenomenal return, especially relative to like a savings account where you're going to lose money every year from inflation, or even the stock market, which might return you a net 7% or so after taxes. So returns can be a little bit higher than those, but relative to other private real estate investments, it's fairly low. For us, our company, we again manage syndications and funds. We don't typically pursue an opportunity unless it conservatively projects a 15%. And realistically, we feel like it should hit closer to that 20% mark. So you're going to take historically a little bit of a haircut on the actual returns. And the second is lack of control. So it is 100% passive investment. So that is a pro in itself. But it can also be a con if you like that control, you like to have a say in where the money goes and what's being spent. A lot of times in REITs, you'll just get an email that says, hey, we bought this property with your money, and here's the business plan, here's why we bought it. But beyond that, you don't get to vote. You don't get to say, oh, I don't want this opportunity, or I don't like that in the portfolio. You know, you're just going to get told that it's done. So you have to do your due diligence up front on the REIT and make sure that they're buying properties that align with what you want. But other than that, you don't have any control over what they're buying with your money.
Okay. And just to go back on the public and private, is equity REIT refers to public?
That's going to be private. Or, yeah, that's going to be private. Yeah, so that's going to be, you're purchasing equity. Yeah, so again, it's an equity position, which again is illiquid as opposed to a stock. Buy and trade, at will. So yeah, equity REITs, another term for private.
Okay. And for equity, for REIT mortgages, it's private. That's what it's called, yeah?
Yeah, so mortgage REITs is going to be, they're essentially buying and selling on the secondary market of mortgages. So a little bit different, again, than, you know, actual real property REITs. But yeah, they are also going to be relatively illiquid. You're going to plan to hold those, not like a stock, again, where you can trade them at will.
Okay. And what are the similar, well, not the similarity, but the volatility of this of this asset class compared to, let's say, stocks or bonds or any type of asset class?
I love that question, because you actually, I left out one of the, you know, kind of in the pros and cons section again. When you're investing in a public REIT, again, it's publicly traded, it's actually a stock, your returns are actually more tied to the performance of the stock market than it is to the performance of the properties. So I'll give you an example. During COVID, when the stock market was really spiraling down, there were actually publicly traded REITs whose properties were performing pretty well. They were doing really good. Collections were up. Even if profits were up, their stock shares still fell. Because again, the stock market reacts really to the market. If the market is panicking or the market is in fluctuation, that public REIT price is going to respond to that. Versus a private REIT, it's not tied to the public markets. So it's tied to the actual performance of the properties. Now, historically, public investments, stock market investments, the stock market is extraordinarily volatile compared to real estate. Real estate has its cycles, but it doesn't tend to, you know, if Elon Musk puts out a crazy tweet, the price of real estate doesn't drop really quickly, you know, like it could with Tesla stock or something like that. So you tend to have more of that volatility with the public side as well. And your returns are also tied somewhat to the way the market is reacting to things, as opposed to the actual performance of the properties in that REIT.
What are some, what are the, I'm in Canada and you're in the US. What are the companies, when we talk about companies that offer REITs, which companies are we talking about? Like maybe the main ones?
Yeah, I mean, for private, I know at least here in America, Fundrise is a pretty big one. They were really one of the first to hit the app space, which is, I think, what made them really popular. So it's kind of like Robinhood, right? People downloaded the app and like, this is so cool. I can just link my bank accounts right here and invest really easily. So that's really big in America. I don't know the ones in Canada. I know there's one big one. The name is just escaping me right now. And there are some other realty funds that are publicly traded. You know, with the publicly traded ones, we don't follow them nearly as much because, again, they're essentially stock market investments as opposed to the private REITs, which are going to be private real estate investments. Fundrise also has a really good diversity of properties they do. I've invested in there years ago. You know, there was industrial, there was office buildings, there was new construction, there was retail development, there was apartment buildings. There was really a huge mixture of a lot of properties in there. So that's also one of the reasons why it's popular as well.
So if someone would want to get started in investing in REITs, what would you say to them, and how would they go about it?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is to ask yourself, which of those two silos would you fit into? Do you want a public or private? After really diving into the pros and cons of both of those, then after that, again, because they're both really passive investments, look up the different companies in there. If you want to go private, look into Fundrise, look into a few others, there's different REITs that do specifically one niche. Maybe they only do apartment buildings, or maybe they only do retail centers. So look into, do your research on them up front, because again, once you send your money, you don't really have a seat at the table on what's going on. You know, you're more of a passive investor. You don't get to dictate where a lot of that money goes, and you don't really get to dictate when you pull your money out. So you want to do a lot of due diligence on that actual REIT and make sure you're sending your money to a company that's really trustworthy.
Any mistakes you see people do when they invest in these types of investments?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is not really understanding that when you go into private REITs, they're not liquid investments. There's a lot of people who end up requesting their money get withdrawn from the REITs. And what they don't know is your withdrawal request actually goes to a board, and the board can actually approve or deny that request. So if you invest a lot of money in some of these specifically private REITs, you have to be comfortable not touching that money and letting your money grow. If you go to pull it out, there's not a guarantee you'll be able to take it out in case there's an emergency or something like that you need to take care of. And if you are able to pull it out, there's often fees associated with it that could either wipe out all your returns or actually have you lose money. So you have to be cognizant of what are the timelines of these investments. And if you're going to invest in public REITs, understand you're going to have a bit more volatility as well because your investment is reacting to the stock market.
And if people want to learn, where are the best places for people to learn about REITs?
Yeah, so we have a resource that's phenomenal for REITs and all passive investment strategies. It's called The Definitive Guide to Passive Real Estate Strategies. You can download that totally for free. It's at thedefinitiveguidebook.com.
Okay. And so it when the market, because now with everything, last year was a bad year in the stock market. How did the REIT investment did around that time? And how is it doing now?
Yeah. So, you know, REITs, depending on what niche they were in, right? Because REITs are not tied to the public markets, their performance are tied to their actual investments. So the assets that did really well during last year were a lot of self-storage, were a lot of industrial, and a lot of multifamily. Right now, multifamily is seeing a little bit of a hit, where we're seeing a little bit more vacancy now. We're seeing more bad debt right now because a lot of COVID resources have dried up. A lot of government assistance has dried up. So you're going to see your REITs go through the typical cycles of what those assets are going through. And what happens is during times of distress in the public markets, that's when the public REITs start to fall, no matter what they're holding. Even again, if their properties are doing really well, they still tend to react to the volatility of the market. So get comfortable to kind of ride those waves as well when you're going through it. A lot of people who requested withdrawals from their REITs last year got denied because, again, they were responding to fear in the marketplace. Now, whether that was good or bad that they got denied, because a lot of times with those investments stayed in, they started to perform a lot better. But a lot of people were had withdrawal requests. Blackstone, who's the largest non-traditional asset holder in the world, had record high requests and they would not fulfill them all. So your returns, again, they're going to be tied to the actual performance of those properties. And of course, office REITs right now are hurting really bad. Office is struggling to recover.
So it goes, so I wanted to ask that question. So what are the, you've answered it a little bit. What are the type of, when you have a REIT, the fund, what's in the fund? You've mentioned self-storage and all that. What's in the fund?
Yeah. So some REITs do have a niche that they serve. So they might be only do self-storage. They might only do office buildings. They might only do apartment buildings, or they might have a ton of stuff. There's some REITs out there that just do new developments. So that's another thing too, to consider is that do you want a ton of diversity in your REIT, or do you really believe in one asset class and you want to invest more in that niche? So again, you got to do your research on which ones you like, because there's ones that do all types of investments and there's others that specialize just in one asset.
Okay. So it depends of the investor then, if they want like one asset or different types of asset in one fund, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So in your experience in the real estate investment, Do you touch REITs, and I know you do syndications. What else do you touch in the real estate industry?
So personally, I haven't done REITs in a good amount of years. One thing is just the sophistication level. So we're in real estate investing every day. So I'm okay being an active investor in things. I invest heavily into our deals, again, our syndications and our funds. Right now, we're running a short-term rental fund that is having phenomenal returns. And like I said, for one of the cons of REITs, relative to other private real estate investments, the returns tend to be a little bit lower. So if you have a certain level of sophistication or financial ability to invest in some other assets like private funds, private syndications, those typically will do better for you. So I don't personally do a lot of REITs. I do, again, a lot of our funds, a lot of our syndications, right now doing a lot in our short-term rental fund.
Okay. So what would be your last words concerning everything we've talked about?
Yeah, if you're looking to get started, I think one of the most important things about real estate investing is to get in the game. You know, get in the game however you can. If a REIT is the way that you can just get started, let your money start going to work for you, just get in the game. I love the saying, you know, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. A lot of people who can't afford to buy real estate on their own need to leverage tools like REITs to get their money started working for them.
Okay. Where can people find you on the internet or social media?
Yeah, so our ebook is really popular. Again, that's thedefinitiveguidebook.com. Or you can look me up. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. It's all Justin Moy. My last name is M-O-Y. And just reach out. I love talking real estate. I love talking about anything, any opportunities that we see coming up.
Thank you. And you've mentioned that you have the podcast. Tell everybody again. Tell everybody again, what's the name of the podcast?
Yeah, the podcast is Passive Real Estate Strategies. So again, we talk about REITs, funds, syndications, turnkey investing, everything that is passive and hands-off. So if that's your style and that's your speed, it's a great show for you as well.
Okay. Thanks, Justin, for being here. It was nice meeting you and talking to you. Yeah. I hope everybody learned something about REITs. So since my show is education, so educational, so it was very educational. So thanks for being here and clearing up some stuff. Thanks everybody for taking the time to listen and watch this podcast. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Wherever you are, don't forget to follow or subscribe, so wherever you listen the show, so please follow or subscribe. Thanks Justin for being here, and we'll see you everybody on the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.
No problem.